So outside of school then, were there any sorts of activities growing up? Youth groups perhaps, or?
I played baseball at a small, they had a small baseball group. It was a small diamond just behind the Hastings and Spurling area. Mm. There was a small little area down in there that clubs would play baseball, and I played baseball down in there.
And this was organized?
Yeah, it was an organized group. I forget.
Was it called Little League at the time?
Yeah, it was Little League.
And did you play other teams from around Burnaby?
Yeah, I was too young to really know where they came from.
Did you ever travel though, or just?
No, it was all played right there. It was all played there. It was clubs. It was all different clubs.
Probably with an easy traveling distance.
But everybody played right there.
And was it lots of fun?
I loved it.
Did parents scream and yell at their kids to do better jobs? Like, you know, well, many stories today of hockey parents.
You might say it was the one thing that took me that my parents took me out of it, but because there was, my parents used to just drop me off, but there was one game that somebody hit a ball or thrown a ball, and the ball was heading toward the dugout, and one of the coaches grabbed me to pull me out of the way to make sure I didn't touch the
mm-hmm.
ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my dad got the idea that, and I mean, he never came to the games, but that one day he was there, and I think he thought the idea that the coach was a little bit rough on me, so
mm.
he got annoyed and pulled me out of it, and that was the last of my baseball.
Oh. Well.
And I loved baseball.
Yeah.
But, so. Where so then we went into soccer,
mm-hmm.
and that was actually called the Cliff Avenue Soccer Club.
That was a big soccer club.
Heard that reference, yeah.
And I think it's what it was called, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I think they're probably still playing.
And same sort of questions. Did you play always at the same field, or did you move around?
No, we played on different fields there, and I really enjoyed soccer too. Played there for a few years. And I ended that in kind of a funny way. We actually made the playoffs one year, and we're doing quite well. And my brother was on the same team, and it went down to the final game, and it was to be done on played on a Sunday, but. My mom wanted, she had us kids go to Sunday school. And my mom said that one of us boys had to go to Sunday school. And I'm not quite sure how it was decided, but it was decided that I had to go to Sunday school that day. So I missed the final game.
No. was church, you know, a little more important, you think, in people's lives? When you were growing up?
It wasn't important in my life then. I went to Sunday school for about 3 years until I was old enough to say, that's it for me. And I stayed out of church until I was old enough to make the decision for myself to go.
But you said you grew up in your neighborhood was quite cohesive. Do you think everyone went to the same church in that neighborhood? Or was there diversity in that regard?
No, I think I was our myself and my brothers and sisters were the only ones that were going to that church.
Mm-hmm.
I think my mom had always she had always gone to church, and when she got married, my dad didn't want to go to church, so she made the agreement with my dad that, well, if she wasn't going to go to church, well, at least the kids would.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my dad agreed with that. So the kids went to church.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Mm-hmm. Same
yeah.
kinds of thoughts?
Well, my mom's family was very strong. My dad's family was Catholic, and my mom's family was Presbyterian. And they were came from a very strong Christian family. So when she was raising us up, we grew up in the church. And we still go to church. John and I both are strong believers. So we, so we've always had church as part of my mm-hmm. background.
Did you think, all your neighbors, you were more
yeah,
likely
I think
to
that
go to church
we
than
somebody did. I think that there was more church going in those days. I mean, people were involved with church as
mm-hmm.
part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And church did a lot of things in community. So they provided a lot of clubs for kids,
right.
a lot of activities for them. I know that the Cliff Avenue Church did sponsor the Cliff Avenue soccer
mm-hmm.
quite a bit. So I think that those kind of things, the church was quite involved with in those days. Yeah, it was like a social network.
Right, and I was wondering if other social activities.
Right,
ever
like they provide choir, like it's just that outlet for people to be able to, get together with others and it's common interests. Was a nice hall to go to. Usually was
mm-hmm.
sort of a common hall, and a lot of recreation activities happened out of that hall. So, it was like a social place, and they were very involved with community. And I think churches nowadays are becoming more involved with community. But then at the time of growing up, I think for my mom, it was one way of being an affordable way of providing activities for the children, because
mm-hmm.
we had six kids in our family. And I think that it was probably a single parent, not single parent family, but single income family. So, my mom was an at-home mom, and John's mom was an at-home mom for many years. And so I think that to make things affordable for the kids, they would go to the church, and they would have all their activities,
mm-hmm.
Provided by their church.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of special suppers and that kind of thing went on.
How about youth groups to the church?
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Cubs, Scouts, that sort of thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I went to Cubs and Scouts.
Is that a church sponsorship there? Remember?
I don't remember.
Well,
we always met in the school at the school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I think Brownies was at school. I think that Guides was at the church. Yeah. So I was in Guides and went up to Rangers. So that was one of the girls' clubs that my I learned a lot of things about camping,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
sports activities and
yeah.
nature.
Where did you go on your camping trips?
Let me see. Where's one of the? I remember going over to Gibson's.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember that great trip, and then going up to Seymour Mountain,
mm-hmm.
going to I think that the guides had a cabin at Cypress. And I ski past that sometimes now, but I do cross-country skiing. And I do remember that I forget the name of it now, but the guide camp, the little cabin that was up there, I remember freezing to death, though.
Mm.
It was Holly Burn Ridge, yeah. It was just like, a little campfire or a little stove in the middle of the cabin, and everybody had to try to survive on that.
Mm.
In the evening,
yeah,
because
we were talking
cold.
How to do winter camping and
mm-hmm.
yeah. But it was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, you
so
guys tented.
Yeah,
did
we did all the winter
areas?
Camping, and we went on some of the big. Well, I forget what they called the big summer camping.
Jamborees,
had the scouts from all over the world. I went on one of the big national ones, and
yeah, John's dad was a scout leader.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because my dad really got in. He got into it high up. So it was, I went and it was in Scouts for years.
Mm-hmm.
But
and selling Girl Guide cookies for 25 cents a box or something like that. Oh,
well,
that fundraising
classic,
that
yeah.
we did.
Yeah. I think my dad got into it more than I did after a while. He just loved it.
Yeah.